Listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is time now for an update at 7, sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 24 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Russia's prison agency releasing a statement saying that longtime Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has died at the penal colony near the Arctic Circle where he was being held. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more from the foreign desk.
Alexei Navalny has been one of the most prominent critics of Russia, one of the most prominent critics of Russian President Vladimir Putin. And just this morning, the Russian prison system announced he died. They claim it happened during a morning walk when he lost consciousness. Authorities were unable to resuscitate him. Navalny was serving a 19-year jail term for offenses that are widely considered politically motivated.
A verdict expected today in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. He could be hit with millions of dollars in penalties and other sanctions. The judge already ruling that Trump vastly inflated his wealth and financial documents to obtain better deals and loans. An FBI informant who brought up allegations that Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden millions has been indicted for making false statements. This is ABC News. The Israeli military continuing a raid at a hospital in southern Gaza.
Less than a day after the Israeli army raided Gaza's Nasser hospital, doctors say four patients have died when a power outage cut off their ventilators. At least some parts of the multi-building hospital complex now without electricity and water. The IDF says it sent special ops into the complex to search for some of the 32 bodies of Israeli hostages based on, quote, credible intel, and to arrest Hamas operatives firing from inside the hospital. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
In Greece, activists cheering following the country's legalization of same-sex marriage. Couples will now also be able to adopt children. LGBTQ advocates spending years campaigning for the landmark ruling. Back in the U.S., another winter storm is swinging through the south and east, expected to bring snow from Missouri through New Jersey tonight and tomorrow, Indianapolis, D.C., and Philly all in its path. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat to Blown Rock.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather, but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
For today, a high of 28 with some sunshine promised for later. Northwest winds at 8 to 15. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cold, a low of 10. Saturday's high, 30. Sunday, 37. And Monday, 42. 47 by Tuesday and low 50s by Wednesday. In Richland Center this morning, after an early reading of 26, we are down from that. It is 24 degrees.
My key and unlocked the door. I walked in, felt like a stranger, like I'd never been there before. And as I wandered room to room, it was silent as a tomb. Could have heard a show me a sign, well, I never saw. Did she stop believing? Did I stop giving? Ain't putting my finger on what went wrong. Now the quietest noise I'm told is the sound of
lonely and gone.
Montgomery Gentry on WRCO Radio. We'll get some Hank time in just a little bit. And regular featured birthdays and anniversaries still to come here as well today. We're at 24 degrees, a little chilly. Sounds like tomorrow morning will be a little bit chilly. We'll be on the road to wrestling tournament action tomorrow. So if I keep the windows down, I'll be able to stay awake on the way anyway. This song spent 7 weeks at number one recently. It's Nate Smith.
A change of atmosphere. I had some fun lying in the sun. Daytona's nice this time of year. I saw lovers hand in hand building castles in the sand and doing all the things we did back then. But just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time. I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. My shell, really doing well. I met someone who
talks of rings and whispers loving things. She's everything you'd want a girl to be. But when she holds me tight, the feeling isn't right. It seems as though I'm never gonna win. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time. I wonder if this heart will ever bend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind. Heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again.
That's Ronnie Millsap here on WRCO. It is 7:17, just ahead of some hang time on a Friday. The Bucks lost again last night. They just don't seem to really have it all together. Giannis Antetokounmpo. I saw somebody post the other day like, well, you know, Giannis, this is his team. He needs to step up. I'm thinking, step up? What else can the guy do? You know, 45 points last night. His 43rd double of the season. And in 52 games, that's pretty good. No, 35, I'm sorry. 35 last night, handing out a dozen assists. But, yeah, I don't know. Their defense kind of lacks a little bit. And Coach Doc Rivers said they were probably, several of them, looking forward to Cabo instead of playing the game. Cabo is where the NBA All-Star Weekend is, and some hoot and hijinks await the players.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Indulge your taste buds at the Richland Locker. This week's specials include a treat from meat lovers. Savor the tenderness of boneless country ribs at just $2.98 per pound. Craving a burst of flavor? Try the mesquite barbecue country ribs, only $3.98 per pound. Quality meats, unbeatable prices. Visit them at downtown Richland Center and elevate your dining experience. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Here he is. What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
All right. I was
excited.
I was all right this morning until 4 a.m. Then.
It's time to get up, Philip. It's 4 a.m. Get up, young man. Get up, get up, get up.
You can't get that off, can you?
I can't get that off. No.
You know what?
I'm not smart enough to figure out how to change my alarm.
I'll take it off for you.
Well, I know. I think that you should actually market this because.
Good morning, Philip.
Yeah, you should sell this app. It's the Hank Wake Up app.
Then,
boy, I tell you what, it wakes you up.
And does it?
Yeah, because you're dreaming, all of a sudden, I'm like, is Hank in the room here?
What's going
on? That's a scary thought.
I'm sorry, buddy. Not really. I could. You know what? Let me have your phone.
No, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yep, I'm good.
I would
because
help you out.
You might make it to something that's worse.
No.
You might.
I could get Joanne. Good morning, Philip.
Yeah, that'd go over well, too.
This is
too.
The WRCO news team.
Hello. Anyway. Looking forward to wrestling tomorrow?
Yes, I'm excited.
Well, you know, we've got a couple of weeks out of the bugs now. We're you and I should be just in fine form, you know? I mean, we're the JV team, and Bill and David are the varsity team.
Bill was already in here.
Yeah, he was already in here this morning.
Yeah, that's what
I told him, you know, that the biggest thing for us to get used to, and the officials talked about this last week at the coaches' meeting, but they've changed the policy. You know, back in the old days, like if you won a match, the ref would grab your arm, raise your arm, hey, clearly the winner. Well, now they don't do that anymore. The ref just raises the arm. He's got the arm red and green armbands, and he'll raise the arm. Well, by the time, you know, if we're watching another match, you look down, the wrestlers have already taken their bands off. He raises green. It's like, okay, who is the winner there?
Well, green won, Phil.
Green won, I guess. Thank you. And the ref's voiced their displeasure last week, saying it kind of felt like they were waving to the crowd or something. But it's something that's been
But why handed. Is that?
I don't know. Evidently, somebody at the higher-ups said it was a better idea.
Maybe it would hurt someone's feelings.
Hurt somebody's arm when they raised it?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It's just crazy.
But we can get an official maybe to explain that to us sometime.
He probably wouldn't like it.
No. Well, I don't think they do. But
I had a good ball game last night.
Were we at?
I was in North Crawford with Kickapoo Girls. I had two ball games, JV and varsity. Right.
Oh, you did both.
I did. So, good
double,
ball game.
Double dipping there.
Double dipping. Yep. And you're at Ithaca tonight. Should be a dandy ball game over there. Kickapoo boys. And
all those Ridge and Valley games are fun this year.
Yeah. So, because what a great year for Ridge and Valley basketball.
Right.
Even for boys' side, it was just crazy. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep. North Crawford leads by a game. They're having a good year. And Ithaca's down by
Chris
one.
Chris Wettenstein over there at North Crawford does a great job in his 10th year.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I think he is the eldest, the elder statesman of the Ridge and Valley coaches at 10 years.
Really?
So, yeah, I think
good
so.
Got a nice program?
Yeah, they are.
They have a nice program. I mean, he's built that from the ground up. So, but anyway, so they you know, small school, but big time athletic programs, and football team was good. What can you do?
Yep.
So anyway,
despite you reffing, they've done a good, they had good seasons.
They fought through. They fought through the crapola.
They did. Yep.
So anyway.
Speaking of which, on Friday I think we usually play fact or
Hankel.
Or fiction.
Yeah, or that, or your funny bone's not actually a bone, Phil. It's actually a really sensitive nerve.
Oh, sure.
And hitting it is not funny at all.
If you hit it on the table.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, not funny.
So
never knew where it got that, other than your arm feels kind of numb and funny. But
yeah,
that's
it feels that way all the time.
Well, better go get that checked out.
218 pounds on the scale this morning.
Woo! Baby, he's just gonna the wind comes up tonight.
Away.
You're just gonna blow away.
It was really windy yesterday.
Yeah,
so
it was. It was not. I went out on the playground a little bit with the kiddies, but Phil was. I had my hood up and I had my gloves on.
It was chilly.
One of the children said, "Are you cold?" I said, "Yes, I am." Man. By the way, of course, kids doesn't matter.
Yeah, they don't care.
No,
let them go.
Take their gloves off or whatever.
Oh, they'll be out there in shorts.
Sure, exactly.
For too long. You'll be out there in your Depends running around in the backyard with those kids. Did I say that?
I think you did. Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, here we go. The term lone wolf, Philip, comes from the fact that the dominant male wolves prefer to live and hunt alone.
Really?
Is that true, or is that a fact, or is that a bunch of Hank?
Lone wolf. I'm going to say that's a bunch of Hank.
That is a bunch of Hank, a pack of lies, Phil.
Oh.
Wolves rely on their pack for survival and social support.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
All right. In 2022, global warming caused a frozen lake in Russia to melt, releasing a 48,500-year-old zombie virus. Is that fact or crapola?
I would say that's fact.
It is a fact. The revived virus, given the name Pandorovirus edema, was discovered by a dedicated term of scientists. So really neat. And they're saying that some of the stuff that the ice is melting right now are some serious, serious diseases out there.
That ain't good.
No.
Zombie virus.
A zombie virus.
Maybe, how would I know whether you had it or not? You came wandering in here some morning.
It looks like I'm a zombie anyway.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Hey, there's Hank. He's off the Walking Dead.
Yeah, his arms, his knuckles are dragging the floor. It'd be just like a normal morning, basically.
In 1952, Francisco Gillette, the artist who was Picasso's partner for 11 years, married Janis Sock, the polio vaccine inventor.
No, that's got to be fiction.
No, it's true.
Is it true? Really?
Strange bedfellows.
I guess I did not know that. Wow. Oh.
So.
Huh.
In February of 2022, Philip, Nintendo announced that all Wii consoles would self-destruct in December of 2024.
I'll say that's false.
It is false. We don't have a problem, although Nintendo shut down the eShops for the Wii and the U and Nintendo DS, and users will lose ability to purchase games on their consoles.
Oh, okay.
They won't self-destruct yet.
No, I hope not. No, we still have one.
Do you like the Wii?
Oh, yeah, I always did.
Do you have the bowling game?
Yes. Yes, we do. You have to make sure that your controller is strapped on tight to your wrist, because you could tend to throw it at the screen and break the screen.
A lot of people have done that.
Yeah, it's fun. We had the Wii Bowling and Wii Sports, and then got into Rock Band a little bit, too. And I was terrible at that. Did you ever try to play Rock Band?
Uh-uh, I don't.
Yeah.
Is that like a guitar or something?
Yeah, you have the guitar controller, and they're, a lot of times, you pick a familiar song. Like, oh, I got this. But I was always a step off, Smoke on the Water, and then pretty soon they boo you and you're done.
Wow.
If you miss a few notes,
Quick exit.
Yeah, quick exit for me. And I think I'm some rock star. And
you are in your own mind, Phil.
Well, I am.
Yeah. And you are around here. I mean.
No. Is that why people throw rocks at me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why it is. Okay.
President Richard Nixon's response to an insulting newspaper article that accused him of being two-faced was, "If I were two-faced, would I be wearing this one?"
I'll say that's true.
No, it's
that's false.
It was Honest Abe, President Abraham Lincoln's.
Not Nixon.
Nope.
Oh,
Nixon.
Okay.
Yeah, and that sounds like Abraham Lincoln, because he was very
pretty clever.
He was very sharp.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Huh.
In 2022, thousands of fire ants and tiny barcodes attached to them escaped from a laboratory. They caused chaos when they scrambled over a nearby supermarket checkout scanner. Is that true or false?
That's got to be true.
It's false.
What? Boy, who's making this stuff
Engineers
up
Engineers from the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology attached barcodes to the ants to study their movement. None of them ant eloped.
Oh, boy.
It sounds like so far-fetched that it would be true.
That's what I thought, too,
yeah.
That it had to work.
All the right. Youngest president in U.S. history was J.F. Kennedy.
Right. Well, now, we had that on Triviathon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody thinks. He's the youngest elected president.
But was he the youngest?
No. Roosevelt.
It is.
First Roosevelt.
Known as Teddy, was the youngest president in the U.S.
Yep.
Yeah. That's impressive that you remembered that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, automatically you think JFK, but that's, you know, not totally true.
Yeah. So.
All right.
During the gold rush in California's mining towns, a pound of butter could cost as much as $750 in today's money.
Oh, man. That's got to be true.
There's gold in them hills there, Philip.
They must not have had anything to churn.
Yeah, you know. But the inflation for those gold towns, because they know that they had to have it.
Sure. Well, you could get along with butter if you had to.
Yeah, without question.
You probably aren't. On your diet, you probably
I use
have
virgin
to.
Olive oil, Philip.
Oh, okay.
Lots of it. Well,
right.
Not. So, I tried a new technique the other night. You have to. I know it's going to be. This is fast, but it's baked broccoli.
Okay.
So you take your broccoli. You know, I use fresh broccoli, and then you spray the bottom with virgin oil or with olive oil.
Olive oil.
Then you spray the tops of these of the broccoli and put them on about 350 degrees for about 15 minutes. As long as they don't burn, they're really crisp and they're really really good.
Mm. Sound good.
Something different.
Yeah. I've not tried that. I've had cauliflower done similar.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, too. And it is a little better when they're a little crispy.
Right.
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, and just be aware that Rachel Jelinek, it's mowing season.
Not yet, but it's close.
Getting close. But she's trying to find a phone case that will go through a mower. Just to let you know.
Have to be a steel one, maybe. Yeah, wreck the blades, probably.
It'd be wreck the blades.
Wouldn't wreck the phone, then.
Yeah, she's very experienced at running her phone through the mower.
Hmm.
So I had to mention that again, just because I know that she gives me a lot of Hank-ola during the week, Philip.
Wow.
Which hurts my feelings.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I could mow in Sextonville.
You could.
Oh, yeah. There's green grass. I was out there walking around yesterday in the yard.
I talked to my father this morning on the way into work, and it's starting to turn green in Arkansas.
Is it really?
Yep.
Oh.
So he goes, but it's going to get cold. Right now it's 52 degrees, and by this afternoon it's supposed to be 20.
Ooh, wow.
So
it's quite a drop.
Yep, it is. So, but anyway, Philip, I hope that you guys have a good day. I look forward to working with you tomorrow at the Dells, and are we getting a room?
No.
Oh. So I should unpack my Speedo.
Yeah, you probably should.
Maybe I'll just wear it. Everybody have a great day and be kind.
That's Hank Brave.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
Some notes on this day in history. Fidel Castro became premier of Cuba in 1959. Your history lesson on the entertainment side, 1969. Country singers George Jones and Tammy Wynette were married in Georgia. Elton John released Benny and the Jets. The year was 1974. And Cher had a musical variety series debuting on CBS after her divorce from Sonny. The year was 1975. Some notes on this day, the 16th of February. Next up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here we go. Happy birthday wishes to Ireland Meese, to our feisty granddaughter, Ireland, with love from Grandpa and Grandma Meese. Also, let's see, what else do we have today? Happy birthday to Cora Puzan from Sacred Heart Parish, Austin Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, and from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Best wishes, Austin. Happy birthday from Lori and the guys, and to Peyton McGlynn from Lori and the guys today. To Tiffany Olson, have a great day from your son, Logan. And also, Tiffany, lots of love from Brian and the kids. Jennifer Neef Delegati has a birthday wish from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Ruby Hodge and Rebecca Turgeson, we salute you. Happy birthday from the Unified United Methodist Church in Richland Center. Richland Center Primary School today with wishes for Shiloh Carter and Jackson Winkers. Richland Center Lions today saluting Malia Liska to Silas Manning, Ariana Luther, Benny Green, Austin Durst, Miley Dobson, Leonardo Tagliapetra, and Vicky Clare. Happy birthday wishes today. Sending out all our best to Karen Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church. The Bloom City Town Crier with wishes for Benny Green, Bruce Kitzimbel, Sarah Olson, and to Janice Peterson today. Best wishes today as well to my oldest child, Alyssa Mae Weiss. Have a great day today. Last of her 40 today. So best wishes today. Happy birthday wishes from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. This goes out to Steve Butler. Also celebrating birthdays, Elizabeth Gutweiler, Katie Kelly, Cindy Krecha, Ireland Meese, and Nordine Putz. Plus, happy anniversary to Donna and Lee Riddio.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Joanne is back in with the news in just a little bit here today from FM 100.9 and WRCE. It's 24 degrees.
Love affairs and broken hearts. I've done my time. I've played my part. I've seen the good that love can do. I know the pain that it can put you through. There's been no hurting since I met you. No broken hearts, no trying to forget you. The more we're together, the more I understand why I've been feeling like a brand new man. You do my heart good. You make love feel like it should. Anyone can see by the way I look. You do my heart good. You're as constant as the stars that shine. Sparkle in these eyes of mine. I see the world in a whole new light. Everything is beautiful with you by my side. You do my heart good. You make love feel like it should. Anyone can see by the way I look. You do my heart good.
Francis, I'm Phil Nee. Have a great day on a Friday. The news update is next. Sports next hour and another edition of Fresh from the Country and today's trivia question.
Looking for a good reason to make Pine Valley Community Village your choice for senior care? We have many. Let's look at the top 10, starting with reason number 7, assisted living. Pine Valley offers 16 spacious rooms for those who need minor to moderate amounts of assistance with day-to-day living. Personal care workers provide a friendly, warm, and caring place for your loved one to live and thrive. Assisted living, just one more reason to make Pine Valley your choice for senior care.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 24 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. Mostly cloudy early this morning, then some sunshine, chilly conditions with a high of 28. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cold with a low of 10. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 23, it's 24 degrees.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A passenger on a UTV received life-threatening injuries in Richland County. Wednesday night around 8:40, Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call regarding a female who had fallen out of a moving UTV on County Highway V near Cazenovia. Emergency personnel responded and found Amber Markness, 35, of Wisconsin Dells, unresponsive but breathing. She was transported by MedFlight to UW Hospital. Officers spoke with the driver of the UTV, Devin Rigo, 25, of Cazenovia. While speaking with him, deputies noticed signs of impairment. Devin Rigo was arrested for operating the UTV while intoxicated, causing injury. Two senior employees at a Wisconsin corn plant have been sentenced to 2 years in prison for falsifying records and obstructing an investigation into a fatal corn dust explosion in 2017. 50-year-old Derek Clark of Wanakee and 45-year-old Sean Messner of Reedstown were sentenced yesterday for their convictions last October on multiple safety, environmental, and fraud charges. Clark was Didion Milling's vice president operations. Messner was the company's former food safety superintendent. They are among several Didion employees found guilty in connection with the explosion, which killed five people at the company's Cambria corn plant. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition worked jointly with the Reedsburg Police Department to conduct compliance checks in January at licensed alcohol retailers across Reedsburg. Law enforcement and volunteer youth buyers completed 24 checks. Of these, 15 retailers did not sell to underage buyers, resulting in a 63% compliance rate. However, 9 retailers sold illegally to underage buyers. The number of retailers who sold to underage buyers increased from 5 in June 2023 to 9 in January. The goal of the compliance check program is to encourage compliance with state and local alcohol laws. Research shows that conducting compliance checks at least twice per year over multiple years can reduce illegal sales to young people. Retailers can use education materials available through the Department of Revenue to train their employees to check IDs properly and not sell to minors. Wisconsin law prohibits the sale of alcohol to anyone under the age of 21. Selling illegally to minors can result in up to a $500 fine for first offenders, with increasing fines and possible jail time or alcohol license suspension for repeat offenders. Wisconsin's underage drinking and adult drinking rates are higher than state and national averages. In 2021, 29% of Sauk County high school students reported drinking in the past month, compared to 25% of all Wisconsin high school students and 23% of all high school students nationwide. Wisconsin adults also drink more than the national average. In 2022, 62% of all Wisconsin adults reported drinking in the past month, compared to 55% of all United States adults. Compliance checks are only one part of a larger strategy to reduce youth access to alcohol. The Sauk County Partnership for a Prevention Coalition meets monthly to reduce and prevent youth use of alcohol and vapes. Meetings are open to the public and all are welcome. For more information about the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention or to join the coalition, visit their website at p4psauk.org. That's p4psauk.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently announced approximately $6 million in grant funding to lake organizations, nonprofit organizations, and municipal and county governments throughout Wisconsin. Funding, which includes Healthy Lakes and Rivers grants, as well as support for the Clean Boats, Clean Waters, and Lake Monitoring and Protection Network programs, will be used to help restore and protect the state's surface water resources in 2024 and beyond. This year, the program received 428 applications from eligible applicants requesting over $9.1 million in funding. The selected projects are diverse, including education and outreach activities, management planning, habitat restoration, runoff management, water quality improvement projects, and aquatic invasive species control. The projects designated for award leverage a substantial amount of local funding and are sure to make significant contributions to Wisconsin's natural resource legacy. Each year, the program supports many local and regional partnerships working to improve water quality across counties and watersheds. An example of the work recipients will perform is within a specific watershed. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council will continue to support the development of a 9-key element watershed plant, which will provide framework for improving water quality in Vernon, La Crosse, and Monroe counties. Altogether, Healthy Lakes and Rivers grants were awarded to 24 organizations to implement effective and inexpensive practices that are proven to improve habitat and water quality. 145 organizations will receive support to participate in the Clean Boats, Clean Waters program, and 38 organizations will receive support to participate in the Lake Monitoring and Protection Network. As part of the Clean Boats, Clean Waters program, local advocates focus on education and outreach to empower watercraft users to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. The Lake Monitoring and Protection Network supports lake monitoring and aquatic invasive species prevention activities on a county basis and is now present in 69 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Students across the state will learn the importance of being prepared for emergencies this spring through the Student Tools for Emergency Planning program, which has now reached more than 100,000 fourth and fifth graders in Wisconsin. This spring, more than 5,700 students in over 100 educational settings will participate in the STEP program. Since it launched in 2011, it's estimated nearly 103,000 students have been enrolled in the program. The STEP curriculum, designed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, helps students learn how hazards such as severe weather and fires can impact them. Wisconsin Emergency Management also provides participating educators with free materials for students to build their own emergency kits at home, including a small backpack and flashlight. STEP is supported this year in part by a $10,000 grant from TC Energy through its Build Strong Social Impact program. The STEP program is part of Wisconsin Emergency Management's Ready Wisconsin campaign, which works to create a more prepared Wisconsin. Educators can learn more about STEP and how they can enroll their classrooms at readywisconsin.wi.gov/step. A holdup in delivery of a new license for a new location of the Richland Family Prescription Center in Richland Center has come to an end. The license has to correspond to the address of the business. The Richland Family Prescription Center is now open from 8:30 to 6 on Sextonville Road next to Schreiber. To reach the pharmacy, the number has not changed. Call 608-647-8806. Wisconsin lawmakers have passed bills designed to regulate artificial intelligence, joining a growing number of states grappling with how to control the technology as November's elections loom. The Assembly Thursday approved a bipartisan measure to require political candidates and groups to include disclaimers in ads that use AI technology. The Assembly also passed on a voice vote a Republican-authored proposal that would make producing and possessing child pornography produced with AI technology a felony punishable by up to 25 years in prison. The Assembly also approved a bill calling for auditors to review how state agencies use AI.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5-gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy three, get one free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Friday, February 16th. Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71, of Warrens, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. A graveside service will be held this morning at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family of Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71, of Warrens. Judith Ann Judy Berg, 80, of Spring Green, formerly of Plain, died Monday due to failing health. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial following at St. Luke's Catholic Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church this morning from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The family requests memorial donations in lieu of flowers. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Judith Ann Judy Berg, 80, of Spring Green, formerly of Plain. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from 5 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85, of Lone Rock. Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge, died Sunday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Lime Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge. Evelyn May Romanowski, 90, of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center, died last Friday at Upland Hills Nursing Home after a brief illness. A private celebration of life will be held in Nashville, Tennessee. In lieu of flowers, consider donating to Upland Hills Hospice. The Gorgon, McGinley, and Ayers Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting the family of Evelyn May Romanowski, 90, of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center. Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man doll, 77, of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 2 at the Spring Green Community Church. Burial will be in the Willwood Cemetery in Rockford, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man doll, 77, of Spring Green.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing, and by Feral Gas. Great service and a reliable propane supply.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Center at 8 o'clock.